Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The sizzle of a delicious offering from Omaha Steaks on the grill is your official soundtrack to summer.
Omaha Steaks offers a variety of options that everyone loves. Steak, seafood, chicken, pork, burgers, easy-to-make meals, desserts, and more.
Right now, Omaha Steaks is offering a limited-time deal. Go to omahasteaks.com, enter the code LIBERAL into the search bar, and order the Grand Summer Grill Out package today.
Order this package and Omaha Steaks will throw in 4 free burgers and 4 free gourmet jumbo franks.
Every order is flash frozen, vacuum sealed, and safely delivered to your door in a cooler with dry ice.
That's right. Omaha Steaks isn't just steak. It's a culinary masterclass, 100 years of family tradition, exclusive premium beef aged to peak tenderness, and guaranteed perfection in every bite.
Go to omahasteaks.com, type liberal in the search bar, and order the Grand Summer Grilled Out package. You'll receive 4 free burgers and 4 jumbo franks.
You can fill your freezer with enough gourmet food to keep your grill fired up all summer long with Omaha Steaks.
Enter code LIBERAL in the search bar.
That's right, omahasteaks.com. Enter code LIBERAL in the search bar.
Hey, Chuck E. Cheese just declared bankruptcy. So don't tell me Trump's incompetence hasn't done anything for public health. Let's begin. Welcome to Sanity Cast. I'm John Fugelsang, and I love you like Donald Trump loves statues of dead white supremacists who owned, sold, and raped human property. And welcome. It's so great to have you here. This is, of course, a little podcast from a country where the obese 74-year-old incumbent who can't handle ramps and needs a sippy cup has staked his re-election on calling his 77-year-old opponent feeble. This is going to be an interesting one. This is going to be pretty much a one-topic show. And the one topic is what to tell your deluded friends and loved ones who think Donald Trump cares about the military. Okay. There'll also be a little bit here where we talk about Hitler and how Hitler was right wing, and anyone telling you Hitler was left wing because National Socialist Party had the word socialist was really stupid. You probably already know, but it never hurts to go over the fundamentals. This is a podcast, by the way, for people who remembered that Trump never had an infrastructure plan. That was a lie. That he never had a healthcare plan. I ask people all the time, what's the healthcare plan with better premiums and than Obamacare? Coal's never coming back. He was always lying about wanting to help the Dreamers. Mexico was never going to pay for the wall. He was never going to lock her up. Another tax cut for millionaires was not going to create jobs or help the deficit. And he would not keep America safe. Mike Pence just said, President Donald Trump has stood without apology for the sanctity of human life. Revoltingly fake Christians? Yeah, unless we're talking about the life of a black person killed by cops, or we illegally assassinate somebody overseas, or you get COVID-19 because our president mocks safety guidelines, or unless a mentally ill guy in your town really wants an AR-15 because he's in a bad mood now, or unless we have William Barr reinstate the federal death penalty, or unless you're a U.S. soldier serving in Afghanistan and Vladimir Putin wants to pay someone for your murder. Friends, Samuel Adams said, if ever a time should come when vain and aspiring men shall possess the highest seats in government, our country will stand in need of its experienced patriots to prevent its ruin. So I'm very grateful for all the good people, including some of the Republicans who I understand are just trying to get paid too. God bless the liberal media sphere. We will pay Republicans who tell the truth about Trump. But Jesus, guys, it's scary. Biden's doing well in polls, but we do not know the levels Trump will stoop to as of this recording. And we also know our media. does not want to get rid of these Trump-like ratings. Best wishes to Herman Cain. He went to Donald Trump's Spreadstock rally, or what do you call it? I call it Spreadstock, or Gonerpalooza, I guess Quid Pro Quoachella. I can call it that. The Isle of Very, Very White Festival, whatever. Herman Cain went there proudly without a mask. He has COVID-19. Donald Trump wishes him a speedy recovery from the Democrat hoax. Now, a word about Jeffrey Epstein. Ghislaine Maxwell was caught. Am I saying her name right? Is it Ghislaine? 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 Jesus, I hope not. Well, she was caught. And so you know what that means. All the lefties are saying, oh, this is it for Trump. And all the righties are saying, oh, this is it for Bill Clinton. Remember this. Neither Bill Clinton nor Donald Trump were implicated in the last Epstein indictment. But, and this is true, if Bill Clinton was found to have abused underage girls with Epstein, the liberals, his base, would reject him and make him a pariah for life. If Donald Trump was found to have abused underage girls with Epstein, his base would reject the findings for life. Remember that. Also, Kanye West, Newsweek, Hollywood Reporter, why on a Saturday night are you sending me news alerts that Kanye West is running for president? Does Kanye West not have an album coming out? Didn't we go through this with Kid Rock? Kid Rock announced he was running for the Senate, and y'all believed it. And I was so scared, I volunteered to run against Kid Rock after changing my name to Kid Paper. But no, Kanye's not going to run for president. I mean, are you paying attention? Kanye just signed a deal. He just signed a deal this summer with Gap. What's that about? That's like 10 years ago has a merger with 20 years ago. Now, look, I think Kanye actually likes to think that people actually like to think about what Kanye West actually likes to think about. But give me a break. Kanye West is not running for president. He's too busy hating on Obama. You know, it never surprises me that Kanye West loves Donald Trump because the man's got a thing for gigantic asses. But like, you have to understand something. Kanye West, I have nothing against people in power with mental illness. King Lear's my favorite play. All right. But Kanye West kept saying Obama did nothing. Obama was in office for 8 years and nothing in Chicago changed. Kanye West, Obama brought about the lowest black unemployment in history. He cut the black unemployment rate in half. Obama brought about the lowest uninsured rate in history. Obama had a jobs bill, 60% tax cuts, but your new pals blocked a vote. Obama had a job safety bill, a gun safety bill that 90% of America supported. Your new pals blocked a vote. Obama had a Supreme Court nominee who would have stood up for the accused over the cops. Your new pals blocked a vote. But Donald Trump gave millionaires like you a fat tax cut. See, you have to understand, Kanye West has more in common with Donald Trump than he has with anyone who still lives in Chicago. We already have a needy, narcissist Kardashian in the White House. We don't need another. And he's not running for president. But a well-funded campaign could be taken for Kanye to run for president in only 7 swing states. In which case, he'd only be running for Trump. In which case, he'd get buried. But I could see it as a publicity stunt if they spent the money to get Kanye on the ballot in only 7 states. Like Kanye's going to know? That's why it scares me. Okay, so anyway, this has been fun, but I want to get to the meat of today's show. When we come back from the break, this is going to be my answer to anyone who tells you that Donald Trump cares about the troops.
Now, more than ever, we're all thinking about our hygiene.
All okay? day long, all day strong.
We're washing our hands and sneezing into our arms.
That's right. But we are still taking a huge carry of virus with us everywhere. Our phone.
Yeah.
They're a vector for disease and we rarely clean them. I mean, the other day we tried wiping one down and I was like, come on, girl, you know, we know what we need.
This.
We know exactly what we need.
We are constantly touching our phones with our hands and even pressing them to our face, yes. Which is a no-no these days. It's time to take cleaning your phone seriously.
That's right.
The Clean Phone Pro Sanitizer uses medically proven UV light technology to kill 99.99% of all bacteria that comes in contact with your phone.
That's right. It's better than wipes and safe for your device because you can't boil it, your phone, right?
No, you can't.
And the Clean Phone Pro gets every inch of your phone clean with the 9 high-power UVC lights, dedicated wireless charging pad on top of the chamber.
Wow.
You can be sanitizing other items while wirelessly charging your phone, or just use the Clean Phone Pro as your go-to charging station at any time.
Fully removable top means easier fit for more items and larger items. So, you know, you can be sanitizing your behind off.
Depending on the size of your behind,
yes.
Maybe your behind too.
Maybe.
Maybe, I don't know. Here's the deal. You got to go to thecleanphone.com today and get one for just $89 in free shipping when you use the code SEXYLIBERAL. If you're serious about hygiene, it's time to get serious about cleaning your phone.
Go to thecleanphone.com and keep your phone truly clean. Remember, use the code SEXYLIBERAL for a 2-day free shipping, and we will ship immediately.
That's right. That's thecleanphone.com, thecleanphone.com.
Welcome back. I have been debriefed. It is Ghislaine Maxwell. Is that right? Am I saying it right, Jen? Ghislaine? Yes? Ghislaine. All right, whatever. It looks great stitched in orange. Let's get to it. It was the 4th of July, and that's a time for Donald Trump to hug a flag and pretend that he cares about the troops, that he's ever cared about the troops. Now, last week, I got really angry about this, and I sort of went crazy and did a thread on the Twitter, and a lot of nice people retweeted it, from Hamill to Soledad O'Brien to God knows who else. But I want to share it here, because I want it all in one place. It's a little list of facts for anybody who's been conned into believing Donald Trump cares about the military or our troops. Are you comfortable? Pull up a chair. It's not going to take too long. I'll try not to rush through it. There's a lot to get to. Let's begin. He faked a disability to avoid going to Vietnam, a war he did not oppose. He also got 4 deferrals for education. So that's 5 times. 5 deferrals to oppose a war, to avoid a war he didn't oppose. 5 non-rich guys went to Vietnam in Trump's place. Some people will say, well, hey, Bill Clinton dodged blah, blah, blah. No, that's different. Bill Clinton opposed the war, like Muhammad Ali. He was not a draft dodger. He was a draft defier. They did not want other people to be sent there. Bill Clinton did not sacrifice like Ali did, but they both defied the draft. Conscientious objectors defied the draft. Guys who didn't oppose the war but avoided going, like Trump or George W. Bush or Dick Cheney or Mitt Romney or Newt Gingrich or Rush Limbaugh or Phil Graham, I could go on. Those guys are the draft dodgers. Donald Trump tried to get the homeless vets kicked off Fifth Avenue. Donald Trump stole from U.S. veterans via his fraud online university, Trump University. He had to pay $26 million in education costs. Donald Trump lied about donating $1 million to veterans nonprofits during the campaign. Donald Trump said, while campaigning, he would make U.S. troops commit war crimes. He would tell them what to do. Donald Trump pardoned a guy this year who committed war crimes. Donald Trump keeps falsely claiming he signed the Vets Choice Law into Vets Choice Bill into law. That was Barack Obama in 2014 when Donald Trump was still firing Lil Jon. Donald Trump insulted John McCain and all prisoners of war, saying he likes guys who didn't get caught. Donald Trump insulted the Khan family and all Gold Star families. Donald Trump got fined for misusing funds for the campaign from his 2016 campaign veterans fundraiser. He called the generals dopes and babies. He falsely accused U.S. troops in Iraq of stealing funds that were intended for Iraqi reconstruction. Can you imagine if Barack Obama had falsely accused troops of being thieves? Donald Trump deployed 5,600 U.S. soldiers to the border, missing Thanksgiving, so he could have a midterm election stunt about an imaginary caravan. And he personally insulted General Allen, General Mattis, General Kelly, General Powell, General McChrystal. He personally insulted Purple Heart recipients Mueller and Vindman and Admiral McRaven. He lied about donating $6 million to veterans groups in 2016. Donald Trump sided with Vladimir Putin against all branches of military intelligence on everything, including right now. He blew off the Veterans Day ceremony in France at the cemetery because it was raining. And he's only afraid of 2 things, a strong woman and a strong wind. Remember what he said to Maisha Johnson, the widow of the ambushed late Sergeant LaDava Johnson? I'm not going to repeat it here. Google it. Google what he said to the widow of a man he sent off on a mission that he didn't even read the briefing about. He's trying to cut food stamps. Do you know how much that hurts military families and veterans? He's trying to cut Medicaid in his budget. Do you know how much that hurts military families and vets? He froze pay for all federal agencies via executive order. Oh, the MAGAs love that. Freezing pay for all these government workers. Well, the federal workforce, by the way, is 31% veteran. About 623,000 veterans. That's who he froze salary for. And he also undid regulations on the predatory lenders who target military members. And he's trying to destroy the post office, which employs thousands of veterans. And he declared a fake national emergency to divert billions from the Pentagon from military families to fund a stupid, ineffective, racist wall that's never going to get completed, that he lied Mexico would pay for. After he assassinated the Iranian general and they counterattacked on our base, he downplayed and trivialized the troops with traumatic brain injuries. That was January of 2020. He lied about the injuries of our troops. He insulted troops with PTSD. Google any of this, please. Please Google all of this. He used the National Guard to tear gas U.S. protesters so he could be photographed with an upside-down Bible. That's abusing the National Guard. He forced those West Point cadets to travel back for their graduation during a plague, endangering their health and the health of their families for a photo op. And all the time he was speaking to those West Point families whose health he'd put in danger, he knew that if any of them ever got sent to Afghanistan, that Vladimir Putin was paying $100,000 a head. He knew it, and he did nothing. He said 26,000 military sexual assaults were expected because America lets women serve. He announced that the transgender troops could no longer serve. Brave transgender men and women who enlisted to serve their country. Trump announced on Twitter that they could no longer serve. He did it via a tweet without telling the Pentagon. He also invited the Taliban to Camp David on the anniversary of 9/11. Why? Because he's a stupid fucking guy who respects nothing. He claimed stupidly that his military budget made up for his lack of military experience, and he told his second wife, Marla, that he would disown their daughter, Tiffany, if she entered the military service. Google it. Check out the terms of their divorce. He would disown their daughter if she entered the armed forces. Oh, remember his fake veterans hotline during the campaign? Yeah. Donald Trump had a veterans hotline that was really a Trump campaign scam. And he lied to U.S. troops in Iraq that he'd given them their first pay raise in over a decade. He flew there and lied to them. The Trump Institute fired a vet for absences after he got deployed to Afghanistan. Donald Trump claimed if an armored Humvee got hit by an IED, the soldiers go for a little ride upward and then they come down. If Bill Clinton had said that, if Hillary Clinton had said that. Donald Trump blamed military leaders for the deadly failed Yemen mission he approved. And he can't stop defending the fucking Confederacy, which took up arms against America. You cannot claim to care about the American troops and defend the Confederacy. He said his expensive prep school gave him, and I'm quoting, more training militarily than a lot of the guys that go into the military. He attacked Captain Crozier in the Navy, who sounded the COVID alarm for his six sailors. And he used the military against peaceful protests by citizens of color. And he had the government give hydroxychloroquine to 1,300 vets with COVID-19, despite evidence it was dangerous. And he didn't know what happened at Pearl Harbor. And he pulled our troops out of Syria with no notice, abandoning our allies, the Kurds. Russia posted footage of a Syrian base built by America that they now own. They mocked us, and he exploited four murdered Americans in Benghazi for shitty political purposes after his own party had cleared the Obama White House in multiple investigations, and these Republicans never fucking mentioned Benghazi again after January 20th, 2017, the day Trump was sworn in. Never mentioned it. He keeps trying to destroy NATO. That's what Putin wants. And because of this government shutdown, members of our military work without pay for the first time. No other president, by the way, would have survived defrauding veterans charities. Never in history. He said in 2018 he was too busy to visit the troops. He said, I don't think it's overly necessary. He ordered the Navy to strip medals from the prosecutors who, after war criminal Eddie Gallagher's war crimes trial, even though war criminal Gallagher was guilty of fucking war crimes. And now Now we know that Putin is financing the murder of our troops and Trump can't stop siding with them. It's not a matter of opinion, okay? Like all branches of intel know this. It's been confirmed by the Wall Street Journal and the BBC. Russia is buying the murder of our soldiers and NATO soldiers. Trump is known for months, possibly for a year and 3 months. He has chosen to say and do nothing about it, and he has lied. The Pentagon and cabinet gave him options, a diplomatic complaint to Russia, a demand to Moscow they stop offering bounties for the murder of our troops, or an escalating series of sanctions. Trump has refused to say or do anything. He stood in front of those West Point graduates after forcing their families. He knew that Putin, who owns his debt via Deutsche Bank, was paying Islamic militants for murdering troops. He gave the speech. He did nothing about it. Well, that's not fair. Donald Trump did a few things after he learned that Putin was paying for dead troops in Afghanistan. He lobbied other countries for Russia to be let back into the G7. He also talked to Putin on June 1st, 2020, and days later he signed off a plan to permanently withdraw one-third of our approximately 34,000 troops based in Germany, which is part of Putin's dream of dismantling NATO. And Trump never told Germany he was going to do this. And then in May he withdrew from the Open Skies Treaty, like Putin wanted. And he did Putin's bidding in Syria this year. He abandoned our Kurdish allies to slaughter. They fought by our side, and they died because they trusted our leadership. And then he handed over a U.S. military base in Syria to Russian soldiers to the delight of the Russian news media. And remember Helsinki? Anybody who resigns Donald Trump's cabinet after Helsinki is officially full of crap. He groveled before Putin in Helsinki. He asserted that Russia didn't interfere in the U.S. election. He said he trusted his Vladdy over all U.S. military intelligence. He just said it's not Russia. I will say this. I don't see any reason why it would be. The next day, he said, no, that's not what I said. He wasn't being servile to Putin. We didn't understand what he said. I realize that there is a need for some clarification. The sentence should have been, I don't see any reason why it wouldn't be Russia. Which means Donald Trump said, he just said it's not Russia. I will say this. I don't see any reason why it wouldn't be. So then, in May 2020, on a phone call with Putin, Trump told him the investigation into Russian interference was a hoax. So again, he flip-flopped back to calling it a hoax. He chose Putin over U.S. military intelligence. And at this time, he'd known about Putin's bounty on the heads of our soldiers for almost 2 months. But even during the period, the brief period where Trump officially had to accept the Russian attack on our election, right? Briefly, he had to be consistent, like with Stormy Daniels. He still wouldn't hold him accountable. He wouldn't take any action on Russian interference. He turned a blind eye to Russia's cyber action in America. But again, this is not about Putin, and it's not about Trump's corruption or racism or ignorance or his record of sexual assault or his incompetence or the vast amount of things he's been wrong about. This here is just about his despicable treatment of the U.S. Armed Forces. In 2016, during a debate with Hillary, he said our military is a joke. He fired Colonel Vindman for doing his duty, and he fired Colonel Vindman's brother for being Colonel Vindman's brother. He plans to defund Stars and Stripes. He made your military stand down and watch allies be slaughtered and our base overrun. He had the military make pit stops in Ireland, go out of their way to stay at his resort, so our tax dollars would be pumped into his property. Do you understand how that works? Do you understand the emoluments clause? He's forcing the military to not stay in cheap hotels near the airport, but rather have layovers at his property, and that money, your tax dollars, goes into his checking account. His stupid fucking wall caused the 2017 government shutdown. That hurt vets. That made veteran memorials unavailable to the public, and he saluted a fucking North Korean general. But there's no greater proof of his indifference to the troops he uses as props than what happened in Niger. On October 4th, 2017, four U.S. service members died in Niger. It took Trump 12 days to comment publicly on their deaths. And when he finally was asked about it 12 days later, he completely bullshitted by falsely accusing Obama of never calling the families of soldiers killed in the line of duty. It was a dumb, ugly fucking lie. But the whole media narrative became about, did Obama really do that? No, he didn't. And that was what the media talked about. The media didn't talk about why those men died or why Trump lied. And then the commander-in-chief passed the buck and he blamed the generals for the four dead soldiers. And he referred to the U.S. Armed Forces as my military. Now, John McCain demanded transparency. He demanded hearings and he demanded answers on Niger. And John McCain, he's not fucking around now. And then there's Trump's other Benghazi in Yemen. Remember that? The brutally tragic raid that killed three Special Forces members and killed 30 civilians, 10 of whom were women and children. This was a mission Barack Obama had refused to approve. Trump approved it over fucking dinner with Bannon and Jared. And he didn't even show up in the Situation Room during the operation. Now, most of us didn't know we were at war with Yemen. You know why? We're not. Our troops are being used in Yemen as proxies for Saudi Arabia. Remember Saudi Arabia? Motherfucker who chops up U.S. journalists and Donald Trump covers for him? Yeah. Remember our troops at the border protecting the Saudis from their own people? Yeah. Well, William Owens, father of slain Chief Petty Officer William Owens, he refused to meet with Donald Trump at Dover after his son's death. John McCain said, when you lose a 75 million airplane and more importantly, an American life is lost, I don't believe you can call it a success. Sean Spicer demanded McCain apologize for that. And he called the Yemen raid, which killed an 8-year-old girl, a huge success. But you forget this, because it was 700 what the fucks ago. And I know none of this is going to matter to Trump supporters. They don't care. They don't care. Donald Trump could perform unsterilized rectal surgery on screaming vets on Fifth Avenue, and they wouldn't care as long as they feel like they're owning the libs. Trump can hug a flag and hold up a Bible and tear gas nonviolent protesters he calls thugs, and a certain kind of primitive authoritarian need is met for millions of certain people. Trump's a con artist. He conned the contractors, the casino bondholders, the Trump University students, the Trump Foundation donors. He conned three wives. And in 2016, he conned 62 million easy marks. He says what they want to hear, and he's given blind obedience and loyalty. Don't let it make you crazy. I love my conservative friends. I love my conservative loved ones. But in my lifetime, I've seen him be really wrong about a lot of things. Nixon, Vietnam, Reaganomics, AIDS, LGBT rights, conservatives were wrong about. Iran-Contra, impeaching Bill Clinton. That was a bad idea. Bush's tax plan, all Bush economics were bad ideas. Iraq has WMDs, will be greeted as liberators. Sarah Palin's fit for office, the drug war. Obama's birth certificate, Obamacare has death panels. Obamacare won't add to the deficit. And again, one of the biggest pieces of crap that Donald Trump gives a damn about the military. That's not saying Democrats haven't been wrong too. Of course they have. They're calling each other wrong all the time, but being wrong is different from being destructive and evil. Don't ever forget how Donald Trump clowned around during the national anthem before the 2020 Super Bowl, friends. If you don't know, Google it. He didn't know he was being filmed, and it's all you need to know about his character. Google the video. Colin Kaepernick never deliberately mocked the anthem. Over 130,000 Americans are dead from this virus, and he's done fucking nothing. Russia's paying bounties on U.S. soldiers in Afghanistan. He's done fucking nothing. Police are killing unarmed people, and it's caused massive protests, and this chicken shit won't say the words racism, he won't say the words police brutality, he won't say the words Black Lives Matter, and he praises monuments to a white supremacist enemy of America. And Putin denies it, so whose side do you think Trump's going to take? All the U.S. intelligence, all the military, all our experts, or his Vladdy? If these new allegations prove even partially true, and we've all got to start demanding, he resign. Okay, every day. He can declare victory, he can buy OAN and pay defense attorneys for the rest of his life, but the time has come. He's got to resign. And don't forget, he didn't pay the Coast Guard during the shutdown. They were non-essential. Military votes by mail. He's trying to kill that. Oh yeah, remember for years, the military voted by mail. They don't have to show an ID. Shows what bullshit voter ID laws were. Well, now he wants to end voting by mail because he says it's going to be ripe for fraud, even though it's not true. And the military's voted that way. He wants to take away their ability to vote. He deported vets. He deported veterans' families. The Pentagon says that climate change is our greatest threat, and Trump quit the Paris Agreement, and he ended pollution stopgaps. Guys, Trump was briefed. It was in the presidential daily briefing. He knew. You can support the troops, or you can support Trump. You can't support both.
You're parked outside the restaurant where you're meeting your date in 10 minutes. Glancing in the mirror, you notice your wrinkles and large under-eye bags. You rummage through your bag thinking, where's your secret weapon? And there it is, Plexiderm. You apply the clear serum under your eyes and boom, 2 minutes later, you start seeing the under-eye bags and wrinkles disappearing in front of your eyes. You'll look years younger. Plexiderm is the clinically studied serum that visibly eliminates your wrinkles, crow's feet, and under-eye bags in minutes. It's the Valentine's Day gift you give yourself. Go to TryPlexiderm.com and enter VOICES for 50% off plus an extra $10 off. Again, enter VOICES at TryPlexiderm.com to get 50% off plus an extra $10 off. This offer is also available by calling 1-800-685-1292 and mention code VOICES. Plexiderm is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee, so to get our special discount, enter VOICES at TryPlexiderm.com.
Welcome back. I support abolishing vanilla ice. Okay, before we go, there's going to be a big sexy liberal show. The next one. I'm sorry I've been so busy making my next film. Thank you to all the nice people who wrote letters about our movie we did for the first sexy liberal virtual tour. A lot of fun. I hope you liked it. You can still see it at runtheworld.com. It's still available for pay-per-view download. I really enjoyed doing it. And the next one's going to be a lot of fun too. Now I'm doing stand-up on the somewhat less empty streets of New York City. Before I go, this is going to happen to you. You're going to have some jerk off come at you saying that Hitler was a liberal. National Socialist Party right there. There it is. These guys are on Twitter all the time. Half of them are fucking Russian, but you had a cousin like this. You got an uncle like this. You have your girlfriend has a brother. Who knows? Guy on Facebook, Hitler socialist like Bernie. Okay, so here's what you do. You shut these people down right the fuck down. National socialist doesn't mean they were socialists. They did not call for the nationalization of any businesses. It was just a bullshit name to appeal to people because it was popular back then. The Weimar Republic was very, very, very liberal. Hitler was not. So he had national to appeal to nationalism and socialist to appeal to the liberals, like Trump pretending to care about LGBT rights, like Democratic Republic of North Korea, Oh, I see your eyes is glazing over, Cletus. Let me make it simpler for you. Hitler was an extreme conservative. And anyone who's saying otherwise, it's just a mating call for dumb fucking white guys to find each other. Hitler banned abortions. Hitler banned unions and collective bargaining. He took away the right to strike. Hitler banned actual socialists. He jailed them. Remember the story? First they came for the socialists, but I was not a socialist, so I did nothing. Yeah, wasn't big on socialists. He also demonized communism in his speeches. Why? For big donor money, because Hitler was a fascist. He persecuted gay people. He hated fucking immigrants, just like you. He was anti-gun control, unless you were Jewish. But otherwise, he did not believe in gun control. He loosened gun control laws from the more liberal Weimar Republic. He was a nationalist, like Trump supporters. He was into militarism, like Trump supporters. He actually said, our movement is Christian. And it wasn't, like Trump supporters. Nazism was fascism, okay? Hitler allied himself with the industrialists and with the corporations. Hitler hated communism so much, he fucking invaded Russia. You morons. And he invaded Russia during winter because he was a fucking moron. Hitler pretended to be socialist the way Trump pretended to care about the military. But then they'll come and say, yeah, well, he supported universal health care. Yes, he did. Just like Teddy Roosevelt, just like Richard Nixon, just like all our capitalist allies, just like Israel. Guys, thank you so very much for listening to this very preachy episode of Sanity Cast. We're going to be coming back with some more guests very soon. In the meantime, please write me your letters and your thoughts and your complaints and your threats at johnfugelsang.com. Listen to Tell Me Everything on SiriusXM Progress every night, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, and call us. You guys can call me any night, even if you don't have Sirius. This is the secret. Just call and listen on hold, 866-997-GRIT. Talk to me anytime, 866-997-GRIT. I would love it. I'm John Fugelsang. Thank you to Chris Lavoie, everyone at the Sexy Liberal Podcast Network, Jennifer Hagerty for producing and recording this thing for me, Chris Lavoie for being the master of all things Sexy Liberal Podcast Network. Please subscribe to everyone here. I leave you with the words of the great John Kenneth Galbraith in his Wealth and Poverty speech of 1963, which is worth a listen if you're looking for something to inspire you. The modern conservative is engaged in one of man's oldest exercises in moral philosophy, that is, the search for a superior moral justification for selfishness. Thank you.